Editor's note. Midland Today has asked council candidates in Midland, Penetanguishene and Tiny Township to provide a synopsis of why they are running for public office. Municipal elections take place October 24. The following response is from James Dalzell, who is running for council in Penetanguishene. For more election coverage, visit our 2022 municipal election page by clicking here, where you can find candidate profiles and other election news. What is your name, what will be your age on election day, and who are your key immediate family members you rely on for support? My name is James Dalzell. I will be 40 years old on election day. I live with my wife Deanna and our two sons Lincoln, 6, and Weston, who turns 3 the day before the election. In 10 words or less, why is your municipality the best in the province? The people and community. There's none better. What prompted you to run as a municipal leader? I want to contribute and help make this community the best possible place it can be. I want to be the voice for those that feel they are not being heard. I want to help be a positive change for the town. How much time and money should be allocated to upgrading the town dock? What is your stance on the town dock project? I believe there are a lot of great plans for the town dock project. I think revitalizing and rejuvenating the town dock would be a great and appealing draw to many. There are a lot of details about the project that I am not certain about and need to look into further. I would like to make sure it doesn't take away from the history that has been established there for many years. The beloved arena and curling rink are at the end of life, and in various states of disrepair. Is it worth more to pour into their upkeep or invest in a new facility? What is your stance on the facilities? I believe that a new facility would be really great for the town. The projection of 51 Dunlop Street being the location of a new rec center which would house the arena and curling club could be a great asset to the town. Incorporating some of the memorabilia or parts that were kept from PSS would be an excellent way to keep some of that amazing history in that location as well. You will be asked to join committees and other municipal representations. Which are you eager to become involved in? I am eager to be involved in or hope to help represent sports and recreation. I am also very interested in environmental and sustainability issues and how to be better as a whole. Voter apathy is always a concern, ranging between 25.7% to 42% of cast ballots across North Simcoe in the last municipal election. Knowing you could be elected without even half of possible voters turning out, what will you do to combat voter apathy so your municipality is best represented? My goal is to get out and speak to as many residents as possible and urge them to vote and make their voice be heard. It is important that people exercise their right to vote, and I will do my part to get as many people to know and understand the process so they can make the vote confidently. There are many prominent concerns ongoing in the region, from affordable housing to the opioid epidemic to short-term rentals as well as others. What is one concern that you think the majority of residents are not aware of? I personally feel that the opioid epidemic is something that most residents are unaware of. It is a growing concern and seems to be one that gets swept under the rug relatively quickly. It's something that I don't hear many people speak of often. The province is planning for a countywide population of 555,000 and 198,000 jobs by 2051. If now is the time to prepare for that influx, what will you proactively do as your part in the process? I have been trying to do my part on conservation of energy as much as possible. I would like to try and implement some incentives for people to help work on initiatives for sustainability of resources and whatever we can do to keep from destroying our community and planet in the process. Recidivism isn't just on the police and courts. As a municipal leader and crafter of bylaws, what initiatives will you undertake to address crime in your care? There seems to be a bit of a jump in crime in recent times. One initiative that could be helpful is starting a community or neighborhood watch group or multiple groups. The lack of police presence has been an issue I have heard a number of citizens voice concern about. It is something I plan on addressing. Infrastructure projects require taxpayer dollars. What infrastructure project does the municipality desperately need, and does it justify a tax increase from the ratepayers to have it done as soon as possible? I think in the current state the economy is in and the amount of people struggling, picking up second and third jobs and scrapping to get by, it would jeopardize a lot of livelihoods to increase taxes. I will do what I can to see that the taxpayers' hard-earned dollars get dispersed into the projects that will serve the community and its members best. Times change. What is the most aged or obsolete bylaw in your municipality's code? This one is definitely not aged or obsolete. It's relevant right now, but the short-term rental bylaw may need to be revisited. There are a few bylaws that I need to take a deeper dive on to fully grasp. Once you complete your four-year term, what is the legacy you want residents to best remember for your time in office? I would like to be remembered as someone that helped bring some fun and togetherness back to the community. I'd like to be looked at as a positive voice and light. Hopefully be able to make an impact and have everyone's support for another 4 years after this term. Municipal election information for Penetanguishene is available on the elections page of the town website. For Penetanguishene residents, visit voterlookup.ca, call 705-549-7453, or visit Town Hall to be sure you are on the voters list and that your information is correct. You will not receive a voter letter if your name does not appear on the voter list. In addition, any changes to your household, children who have moved away, tenants who have moved in or out, etc., should be updated through voterlookup.ca, which is maintained by MPAC. Voter letters which will include your voter ID and PIN are being sent by mail to homes during the last week of September to arrive to voters on the list the first week of October. If you don't get a letter, call, visit or email Town Hall to get one. You may need to attend in person to show ID. Voting by phone or internet opens on Tuesday, October 11, 2022 at 10 a.m. and goes until Monday, October 24, 2022 at 8 p.m. The voting website and phone number will be provided on the voter information letter.